Scarpins Avenue.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally, once and for all, find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves, or they were pushed out by outside forces, like the government.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Sucking out some whiskey like you want to call it all the time. You ever listen to Peaches, Dave?
Yes, I like Peaches.
Remember the first time you heard Peaches? And you're like, what? I didn't even hear Peaches for the first time. I heard my sister just kept going, huh? What? And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm singing. I'm like, you're not. She's like, yeah, it's called Peaches and it's filthy. And I heard it. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm down with some Peaches. No problem with her whatsoever.
Yeah.
You sipping on some whiskey?
I'm just drinking whiskey, listening to sad gay cowboy music. Having a night.
What do you listen to over there other than Peaches?
That Orville Peck, man.
Uh-huh.
He's got the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. I haven't, for whatever reason, haven't really spent enough time with his stuff, but what samples I've heard, I've really enjoyed. And I respect the mask thing. I respect it. In a day where everybody's trying to be famous for nothing, he's like, hey, I got chops, but it ain't about my face.
I think gay love songs mean more.
You think so?
Yeah, man, because I think there's a confusion. There's a lack of understanding in heterosexual relationships that I think gay folks are like, not only, like, do I love somebody, but then you're like gay, like, and also I get what's going on in your head from a gender standpoint. I think they cut deeper.
Yeah, I get that. And it seems like they have to earn it a little more. You know, being the non-traditional pairing, you know, it's like, hey, I mean, and nowadays, fortunately, it's obviously much more acceptable. But just the fact that straight people have never had to worry about that as far as what are other people going to think if they find out I'm into this person? You know, I guess maybe biracial, you know, they deal with that. But just people of the same gender and race, they don't have the hurdles.
No shortage of prejudice in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you wish like you were just in a relationship? Be like, oh, we're not. We got to duke this one out.
What do you mean?
You could just like you and like you and a dude were in a relationship, and you just like duke it out.
Oh, dude. When I was
this
a
is
cop.
And please don't nobody take this in a way that it implies, but like as far as like men expressing frustrations that you could just like. They don't have to be like a fight. Like, fuck it, we're going to arm wrestle. Or we're going to have a foot race.
Dude, when I was
a
cop.
You'll accept the outcome. We understand winners and losers.
I investigated a few domestic violence cases amongst gay dudes. I remember this one case. Both dudes were bodybuilders. And something happened, and they beat the ever-living shit out of each other. Their apartment looked like a bomb went off, and I mean, not, and again, not
I
to
take
make
back everything I just said.
Yeah, not make not to make
maybe
light
never
of
mind
that.
Everything I just said.
Not to make light of any type of violence, but it was just it was insane, and just
I would argue that bodybuilders do not necessarily make good fighters.
No, they probably don't. They're too bound up. They're not as mobile.
I mean, it's a lot of mass moving around in an enclosed space.
But
that
yeah.
just seems frustrating. Gay, straight, whatever, just two bodybuilders. Just nothing but muscle milk.
But man, I felt like such a doofus. A, both these guys were like twice my size. And I am, the short, straight cop trying to calm down these just two. And they both were just giant, beyond just being bodybuilders. They're both like 6'3", just giant dudes. And I'm trying to play peacekeeper. And not only were, and not to, not to, play into stereotypes of gay people, but both these guys were very passionate. They were very emotional, very passionate. And boy, that was just a weird scene.
Roids?
I don't know. Probably. Who knows? I can never tell. You know, some
guys. I mean, hemorrhoids from all the butt fucking they're doing. I'm already mad that I made that joke. I'm mad that I made that joke, Dave. I'm mad at myself.
Yeah, you should be.
No, I want, like they say, you know, roid rage, and it gets you all.
Yeah.
It gets you extra angry. And then, could you get their arms behind their back to cuff them, or do you have to use two pairs?
I didn't arrest either one of them. It was he said, and they both usually. And just advised on warrant procedures. It's like, all right, I don't have enough evidence to arrest either one of you. If you want to press charges, you got to go up to the courthouse and do it yourself. But they both were just beat to hell. So it was hard to say who was at fault.
That must be strange. Like to determine like if there's a victim, because it is easy to side with whoever might be like the. Without even gendering it, like who's like the smaller one? Like clearly, this one has the like the physical power to dominate the other one.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, never mind what I said about thinking that it's easier to just duke it out.
But no, I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's an experience. It's just a whole different experience I know nothing about. So, hats off to the struggle of the gay folks. Because I have no idea what that must be like.
Yeah, we don't know. We're just over here wallowing in our heterosexuality.
What you been doing, buddy?
Speaking of anonymity, here's where I got a little bit worried. Again, you know, I've been like cocking off trying to get banned from Twitter. Please, Elon, put me out of my misery. I do not want to be on this fucking website. I fucking hate it. And so I let go. People are like, it's like some people try and rat on me.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Like
public,
what a dork.
Elon,
what
this guy's okay.
Get him.
Yeah,
somebody said
fucking
get
dork.
Him.
But hold on. So this guy's a fucking dork, but also a dork where now, I look that this guy's got a bunch of pro 2A and like this guy's not like. Like replying to porn stars kind of stupid, you know?
Yeah.
So all yeehaw guns. Also, I hope these naked ladies pay attention to me, including this billionaire that I hope follows my I'm also tattling on somebody to a billionaire, but I'm replying. But also then here I am like, hey, I'm he says his location's Indianapolis. And here I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Indianapolis this weekend. And I was like, ooh, this guy is retweeting the kind of craziness that they always go like, and then the shooter's social media reflected his attitudes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
So you truly, are you truly trying to get kicked off?
Yeah.
Why not just bow out? Why not just shut it down and leave?
Because this is way more fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Why quit a job when it's like, let's see how much I have to do for them to fire me?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more fun. Like, I don't, there's a freedom in wanting to be like, oh, fuck this place.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely understand that.
That's what I'm going for. Mm-hmm. Or put it this way, I don't care if I get booted.
Mm-hmm.
It's still fine. I still promote and everything, but I don't, for what I'm doing, I can't change my name back from Elon Musk now anyway.
What do you mean?
So let's put it that way. I don't care.
Oh, well, you sure look like you're having fun on there, buddy.
Yeah, if it was like, oh, your account's permanently suspended, I'd be like, yep, that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought would have happened a while ago, but since it hasn't, some of it's a little sad. Like, oh, word? I can't even get to that point?
I do enjoy your doom and gloom on there. I can always tell when you're on one. Like, all right, well, look at him go.
Yeah, there's no way the amount of people following me are actually real or are still even paying attention. So mm-hmm. it's not even like, oh, social media numbers. They're not fucking real.
Yeah.
They're a fraction of what they really are. Yeah. But anyway, but there was a concern about this fucking goober rolling up in a state that's already like, please bring your guns to church. Bring them into Denny's. We don't mm-hmm. give a shit. We're Indiana. No offense. Please come see me. Oh, this will already have happened. So if this is a posthumous.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it would have already happened. This is dropping on the 29th. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, delicious. Everything went great. Everybody feels good. My life's perfect.
What have you been doing today, man. Buddy? How long you been drinking?
No, I'm just sipping right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just having sips.
Just sips?
Yeah. I just started on some whiskey. I have to go to the airport to go to Indiana to do the shows that have already happened.
You got a red eye?
Always a red eye, baby.
You prefer the red eye?
Well, Well, you drive everywhere, so if I'm gonna like, what was I gonna do? Leave on a Wednesday and just sit in Indianapolis for a night?
I do that. Like when I fly places, I like to get there the night before. That way, you get all checked in, you're all settled in your room, and then when you wake up on show day the next day, you just treat it like a normal day on the road.
Nah, Thursday's a one show night anyway. I can get in and sleep during the day.
Okay. But you'd rather take the red eye as opposed to just like a morning flight?
Well, if it's available, uh-huh. but then there's also like that runs like it. I still have some margin for error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I get
you know,
that. Yeah.
If something gets fucked up, I can still get there. If you get the last flight going to that place and that flight fucks up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm just hanging out here. I didn't do shit for 3 days. I'm wearing the same. I've been basically laying in the cat bed for 3 days. I'm wearing the same clothes.
What's going on, man?
I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
I've got stuff. It's not.
Other things. Okay.
Pertinent. Not pertinent.
Okay.
I haven't been eating much. Do you eat more when you're sad, or is there ever a moment where you would eat less?
It's always chaos.
Okay.
I eat when I'm sad.
It's always a 747 flying through a flock of pigeons.
No, that's the problem. Like, all right, on the road, for example, I try to, you know, try to eat healthy on the road. But it's like, all right, if I have a terrible set, then it's like I want to lick my wounds and I at least want to get something good to eat, make me feel better. But then if I have a great set, it's like, let's party. Let's celebrate. Let's get some food. So it's, you know, I'm going to fucking chow down regardless, so.
Yeah.
Dude, lately it's just been absolute, it's just been fucking Thunderdome.
What you doing to yourself?
Just, I don't know what's happened. Well, I do know what happened. I lost
two meals enter, one turd leaves.
I was doing so good for about 2 months leading up to the special. I really did. I dropped like 25 pounds in 2 months.
Oh, right.
And and then once the night of the special, it was just like game on. All right, I did what I wanted to do. Now it's time to party, and that would be fine, except for that was 3 weeks ago. It's like, come on, buddy, reel it back in. But yeah. No, I'm trying. I cooked my first healthy meal in a few weeks last night. Had a nice...
Would you tell me what that is?
I had Jamaican jerk salmon salad. So I made got some nice...
Jamaican jerk salmon salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really
good.
No,
I can see this.
Just got a nice...
I don't think of salmon as a jerk type of food.
Any
but.
Fish could be jerk. Man, I got this good jerk seasoning. I put it on everything. It's so good. But yeah, just a big salmon fillet, just pan seared it about 5 minutes on each side beforehand, hit it with a little olive oil, hit it with a little Jamaican jerk seasoning. So fried that up in the pan, let it cool for a few minutes, made a nice big salad, just the spring mix and some ginger dressing and some really thin sliced red onion. and chopped up, you know, tossed the salad, then chopped the salmon up to about 4 or 5 big chunks, laid it on there, boom. It's delicious. But then, like, an hour later, I'm like, ugh. It didn't have the staying power.
It didn't take.
Didn't have the staying power, so... I ate too early, so we ate dinner at like 5, and so by like 9, I was hungry again, and may or may not have gotten some fat sals.
Ooh, fat sals! Have we discussed fat sals?
Oh yeah, we've talked about fat sals. At first, I was kind of put off by them because they try to shove mozzarella sticks and chicken fingers into every sandwich, and then I just kind of embraced what they were doing. The Philly cheesesteak over there, dude. Oh boy.
Yeah, you don't go to Fat Sal's for other things. Mm-hmm. You go because you want this gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
This pothead gangbang. Hey, what? You go there and they're open late and it's just people in their pajamas. People, not even like drunk people, like people that have convinced themselves that they should at least go out to pick up their own food instead mm-hmm. of calling Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the people are from Uber Eats that are in their pajamas.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet it's that. But boy, it's a good time. I've been trying to not eat after dark, but now that's changed. But that's what really gets me.
Have an after dark meal. Have a meal after dark.
I've been doing pretty good as far as the time, keeping it, you know, the irony is I'm still doing the intermittent fasting, but it's just like, oh, man, just.
Oh, yeah, what is it? What are your hours?
My hours are 12 to 8, noon to 8. So I try not to eat before noon or after 8 p.m.
That sounds crazy.
But I got to space it out, you know? So I got to eat right at 12, and then I eat at about 7, 7:30. If I eat dinner too early, then by 9 or 10, I just turn into a fucking werewolf.
I'm the opposite. I left the house to have a Carl's Jr. yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had 2 fake burgers.
Okay. Carl's Jr. has the Impossible?
Yeah, they got the fake. They got the Beyond ones. Okay. They're better than Burger King.
Beyond, okay.
And that's what I had yesterday.
Okay.
I think the day before I had some popcorn. I had something else. I don't remember what it was.
Day before I had popcorn.
I think I made a breakfast sandwich. And then I had some popcorn. And then today I made a sandwich. That was it.
What kind of sandwich you get into?
Just some bullshit laying around.
Yeah.
Some like
carpet scraps.
Fake meat, weird cheese.
Uh-huh.
Got some of that Dave. You ever mess with that Dave's Bitchin' sauce?
Nah, I don't know anything about that. Sounds made up.
Pretty tasty. It's not. It's okay. Just, and it's its own thing. It's mm-hmm. not related. It's like a real wild cousin of what is it? It's like. It's almost like if hummus and barbecue sauce fucked.
Okay.
It's a spread.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Interesting.
It's almond-based.
Huh.
It's creamy. It's own thing, man.
When you say weird cheese, why are you doing weird cheese? Are you trying to do the vegan thing? Because if you're not vegan...
Oh, no, not weird. Not weird. No, I think it was just cheddar cheese, but it wasn't like, oh, boy, what a conscious effort I'm making with this sandwich. It was just like, I don't know what's here. Bitchin' sauce? Cool. Fake Italian slight deli slices, they're called? Why not? Started putting regular mayonnaise on. Forgot I had Duke's. Put some of the one mayonnaise on, put it back in the fridge door, took the Dukes out. So I had 2 kinds of mayonnaise on there. Didn't give a shit about any of the other components, but somehow I was like, oh, not this mayonnaise. We got Dukes in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I was like, had your voice in my head, like, what are you doing?
I'm
like, I had 2 kinds of mayonnaise.
Mm. Man, you know what I got down on the other day? First of all,
tell me, I gotta go get this cat screaming. You talk, I can hear you. I gotta leave a microphone. Tell me what you got down on.
I got down Ritz crackers. Oh my god, the Ritz cracker, such an underrated all star.
Ritz, man, they're buttery, dude.
Ritz cracker. Y'all probably couldn't hear that on the podcast, but I can hear Kyle because he's in my ear. Fucking love Ritz. They're buttery. Anyway, got down on some Ritz crackers and some brie. Oh, boy, do I love some good brie. I like any soft cheese as long as it's not from a fucking goat. But just some nice brie on some Ritz. Ding dong. Have some fun.
Okay, I'm back in the room. I'm trying to teach this cat to enjoy a cat bed.
What's the problem over there?
Because she goes screaming around the house.
Uh-huh.
And then I can get her settled in this little cat bed in my room so she's not panicked. But then she's like, okay, come on, there you go. I'm in the room with the microphone, Dave. I might sound distant, everybody, but I'm trying to settle this once feral animal. Oh, my mic's on an arm. Here, my mic's on an arm. Okay, I got my mic over by me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a real documentary now.
Mm-hmm. All right,
come on, there you go. Look at that. You love it. You love the little cat bed. Once you lay down, you love the little cat bed. This is great. This is great podcasting, everybody.
That's all right. A little peek behind the curtain there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd tell you one more thing about food, then we'll move on. Speaking of just chaotic gluttony, Katie and I did what we call Jenny's Ice Cream Roulette. We got 3 pints between the two of us.
Okay. And all right, I'm back on.
Just chow down for a few minutes and then rotate. Chow down.
Oh, you didn't get a weird one though.
No. All the Jenny stuff is good. But yeah, we got just the regular old chocolate. We got salted caramel and then brown butter almond brittle, which I do believe is number one on my ice cream power rankings. I've yet to have any ice cream more tasty and flavorful than Jenny's brown butter almond brittle. But yeah,
they do fuck around over there, though.
Yeah. Oh, I got like a peaches and biscuits or some shit the other day. It was pretty good. It was like peach jam. It was vanilla ice cream with peach jam swirl and like little biscuit chunks. I was like, all right, there you go. But yeah,
that's still in the dessert universe. See, this is like, mm-hmm. There's like the ice cream flavor universe.
Yeah.
It's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But then Jenny's doesn't play. Is it Jenny's or it's Van Leeuwen? I don't know which one we got by us. I'm going to look right now. Because then they had like chicken curry ice cream. And
no,
that's like throwing fucking Santa Claus in to fight Iron Man.
I don't need that. I don't need that bullshit.
It's not about need, Dave.
I don't want that bullshit.
It's about what if. It's
savory just, ice cream.
It's a
cream.
Little, it's a culinary finger in the butthole. what if, yeah, you would never just agree to it in conversation.
Mm-hmm. But in the moment.
Salt and straw, that's what we got over here, salt and straw.
Salt and straw, that's the brand?
That's the ice cream place.
Okay, salt and straw.
It's like a Jenny. It's like a go out and get weird shit.
Yeah, fancy, overpriced.
Let me see what they
got. But delicious.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Yeah. Very much overpriced. But then it's one of those, if I've already had like a good meal, that's what I missed where we lived in L.A. Mm-hmm. Walking back, we were always walking past a Van Leeuwen.
Huh.
If I'm saying that, I think it's Van Leeuwen ice cream. But if I already ate something, like I already had my meal, I'm not hungry, so it's not like I don't want to be I'm scared of being disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. I wait till I'm hungry to eat, and then I eat the same shit because I'm so hungry, I don't want to eat something that I don't like, I'll be pissed, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get that. So, like, you want to make the most of it. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, a meal that that was a bomb. You just bombed the meal. Like, no thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Or even like that's why like having sides or something can save it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, all right, I already ate, that was good. I like ice cream. I can get by the scoop. Give me a scoop that I know I'm gonna like, and then let's roll the dice with the other one.
Mm-hmm. And you've had this,
and then if
chicken curry ice cream or whatever,
somebody
the hell it is.
It wasn't. I don't know. I don't think chicken was in it. It was curry. There was curry in the ice cream. I got some wild card.
Oh, sag paneer ice cream.
Something savory. But no, that's what I got, Dave. It was ricotta cheese. Okay. Or it was some kind of cheese, not like, which we were already going over, that they got the cheddar cheese, they got the mac and cheese ice cream.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Dave, you don't need any of this.
That's true.
You don't need any of these things you're eating.
All right, the holidays are here, but did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. Here's why I love it. It's easy to use. I downloaded the app. They walked me through it. It took about 30 minutes. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report for a third year in a row. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real so you can get priority police response. Simply Safe is whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs under a dollar a day, less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. With a top-rated Simply Safe app, stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere, arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access your cameras, or adjust system settings. Do not miss your chance for massive savings on my favorite security system. Get 50% off any new system at simplysafe.com/boogie. That's SimpliSafe, simplysafe.com/boogie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. This is their biggest discount of the year. That's simplysafe.com/boogie. All right, not everyone uses nicotine, but if you do, you'll want to listen up. Get ready. This is an ad for Lucy Breakers. If you're one of the millions of adults who use nicotine, you know that not all products are the same. And there's one new product that stands above the rest. Lucy Breakers are the only nicotine pouch that gives you a blast of flavor from the first moment to the last. Each pouch contains a capsule that you break open to release a rush of flavor that doesn't fade away like those other pouches. Oh, those other pouches. They come in so many flavors: mint, berry citrus, mango, even espresso. And you don't have to go to the gas station or corner store to get them. Just order online and they'll be shipped straight to your door. Every order gets free shipping. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll save 15% and never run out. So whether you use nicotine while working, creating, or playing, Lucy Breakers are the intelligent choice. And we've got a special deal for Boogie Monster listeners. Get $10 off your first order when you use our promo code Boogie at checkout. And shipping, like I said, always free. That's lucy.co, not com.co. Lucy.co, promo code Boogie to receive $10 off and free shipping. Lucy.co for more details. And thank Lucy for sponsoring the Boogie Monster. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Let me go back. Okay, let me reverse engineer this idea.
Okay.
What have you had, what have you been horrified of that you tried and then you did like?
Man, that's a great question. Something that I thought I wouldn't like, but I ate it and I liked
it.
Like
the first time sushi was introduced to you, like I remember being like, sushi's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's probably a good example. I didn't have sushi, honestly. Never had sushi or Indian food until I was 30. 30 years old.
Mid-20s for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those, loved them. Didn't want nothing to do with either one of them beforehand.
Uh-huh. Had
nothing to base it on. Never tried it and disliked it. Just like, raw fish, no thanks. And then I just wasn't exposed to Indian food growing up in North Georgia. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure they had Indian restaurants in Atlanta, but I doubt there was any, you know, north of Atlanta back in the day. But yeah.
I think I tried Indian food later than I tried sushi.
Hmm. Yeah, but even those, like, it wasn't like, ooh, gross. It was just like, never had it, not interested. But I don't know if I've done a full 180 on something as far as, like, I've told you, the only thing really on my list right now, the only food, there's foods I don't care for a whole lot, but the only food I'm just not eating, just not doing it anymore. And I have had it, so I have a point of reference. Goat cheese, no thanks. Get that shit out of here.
You do, I know you don't like the goat we've got
over
there.
Yeah, that, but that's
creamy cheese. I heard you while I was trying to wrangle a cat. I heard you going off about the creamy cheese.
Oh, yeah,
right here. Salt and Straw website, West Coast monthly flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Parker House rolls with salted buttercream.
Okay, that I'm not mad at all.
Okay, roasted peach and sage cornbread stuffing.
Okay, I mean, the sage and the ice cream's a little questionable, but okay.
Mom's mango pie, makes sense.
Sure.
Pumpkin and ginger snap pie, sure.
Mm, okay.
Now here's, nope, pumpkin and ginger snap, no?
Eh, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I like pumpkin pie, yeah.
All right. Caramelized turkey and cranberry sauce. Dude, you wouldn't just try it, though?
I mean, I'd try it. Of course I'd try it, but yeah. Eh.
That's why I'm like, I think it's more of a adventurous. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's dessert you already had. Like, you're going to get a scoop of what you already like.
Mm-hmm.
But then aren't you sitting there kind of being like, what the fuck does caramelized turkey in ice cream taste like? It's one scoop. You're not in for a lot, you know.
I was thinking about this the other day. I like to think of myself as a progressive dude, liberal, progressive fella. And so I don't want this to come off wrong, but I want to support all the ethnic foods. And there's so many ethnic foods I do love. But I feel like if there's, as a whole, I'm just going to go ahead and group all ethnicities together. Minus Americans. I've yet to find an ethnic dessert that I really enjoyed. Other than, like, I like a mango lassie. Is it lassie? But that's really just kind of like a mango smoothie. But, like, I feel like whether it be Indian, whether it be Mexican, whether it be Asian, I don't need green tea ice cream. Get that shit out of here. You know, flan, what are you doing? I just feel like there needs to
be some custard
advancements. In ethnic desserts. I'm just not interested.
Mochi ice cream?
I don't think I've had that. What is that?
It's weird. It's like a fond. It's strange. I'm not going to describe it in a way that's going to make you want to try it.
Yeah.
It's like Japanese. It's like a chewy cold treat.
Hmm.
I do think, but yes, let's look at, you have to look at the fattest people to see who's figured out dessert the best.
Well...
So, yeah, North America, you nailed it.
Yeah, yeah. Where, okay, that's a great question. What other countries have a surplus of fatties other than America?
I don't think they have fat. I think, you know what, I'm trying to think of what's a... I feel like Germany's probably doing good desserts.
Yeah.
That's not calling them fat, but I feel like they do sweets. Like, that area's got chocolates, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Switzerland, Austria, Germany.
Yeah.
They're already doing chocolates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and of course, like French, you know, I'm sure the French food has got their desserts.
I can't get on board with French food. It's too much.
I don't think I've ever had it. I don't think I've ever been to a French restaurant.
I think you've probably had things influenced by it, but it's just too rich for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very rich, buttery kind of stuff. I'm not, now I'm generalizing, and also my restrictions that I've placed on myself.
Are there? Yeah,
I told you. I told you when we were in Italy, and I'm like, I'm gonna get. We saw like the Nonna, the old grandmother making pasta in the window of this restaurant. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm gonna go in here and just pick. I'm just going to point at the menu and get whatever they're making.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed and I just got a whole rabbit. I got no pasta at all. I just got
while you were vegetarian during your...
No, I give myself vacation breaks.
Okay, yeah. How was it?
And
how
also,
was the
this
rabbit?
Was a few years ago. It was still good.
Yeah, I mean, how'd they prepare it?
A lot of bones in a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. You got the whole rabbit. They leave the head on?
No, okay. No. I think, was it a whole? I don't know. It was a plate of rabbit.
There is a French dish. I saw this on one of the Bourdain episodes where, like, they cook the whole rabbit and then they serve it over this, like, chocolatey, almost like a mole sauce and got the head on and there's the eyeballs. It's gnarly looking, but they were talking about how it's one of the most coveted dishes in France.
You'd think they'd put a carrot in its mouth. The way they put an apple in a pig's mouth. Of course, yeah. I don't know if pigs like apples. Maybe that's like the final insult. Like, here, you need to eat healthy, even in death, but we're going to eat you. We don't give a fuck about that apple. Do you eat the apple in the pig's mouth at the pig roast?
I don't know.
What's the apple even for? What is it like? Oh, look at everybody's hungry.
Just decor.
What a way. You know what really upsets people about this whole animal sitting on this table?
Yeah.
With its charred flesh is that you can still see its human-like teeth.
Yeah. I'd put a hot dog in there like it's a cigar. That'd be funny.
Here's Salt and Straw's other... Well, these, for some reason, I don't know why it's got Florida classic flavors, but here's some flavors. Sea salt with caramel ribbons. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Double fold vanilla. It's kind of porn I like.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate gooey brownie. All these are porn jokes. All these are porn jokes at this point. Chocolate gooey brownie. Freckled mint chocolate chip. Still kind of. It's all porn.
Mm-hmm.
Arbequina olive oil.
Hmm.
See, now we're dancing with stuff. Honey lavender. I think I had some of that. That was good. Yeah, these are all normal. There's nothing too wild. Strawberry honey, balsamic. I had balsamic in a thing.
Hmm.
But it's you, Dave, you understand the clash of flavors, sweet and salty, sweet and savory.
Yeah, to a certain degree.
They're taking this canvas,
mm-hmm.
and they're just applying some artistic liberties to it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ain't no... I'm not saying I agree with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even asked the employee, I'm like, which one's, I'm like, which is the craziest one that surprised you? And I think they're like, this one, actually. I'm like, thanks. And they let, and also, I'll give it to these places. They let you try them all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not jumping in taste untasted.
Yeah, that's true.
You get to try it.
Hmm.
So, anyway, that's my take on it.
It's been a while since I've been out to have ice cream. Like, I like to go in and sit down. Little, you know, second part of the date after the movie. Let's go sit down and get some ice cream.
Ooh. You want a banana split.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You want to sit there and share a banana split.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that in Atlanta at Krispy Kreme. I would purposefully go in. I would dine in at Krispy Kreme. That's a underrated experience there. That's a good time.
It's about to be like, what are you, a cop? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you were.
Well, okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
That too.
Story checks out.
But yeah, I'd go and sit down at Krispy Kreme. That one burned down, the one in Atlanta. Broke my heart. It's no longer there. It's just a sign.
Too crispy.
Apparently.
Extra crispy cream. Make mine extra crispy. Excuse me, what? I don't even know why we're called this, so never mind.
I don't know why it's called that.
No, there's no reason we should be called this in the first place.
Cream should not
be. You're
just
crispy. Being an asshole, sir.
Oh, man. Good times, buddy.
You want to talk about this alien program we
went
and saw?
Might as well. We both watched a new doc called Moment of Contact. What'd you think? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the story. I thought it was poorly directed. We were talking about this off the air. I get annoyed at documentaries where the filmmaker, the director, is a character in the story. Well, I mean, this guy wasn't a character in the story, but it was just it was a little too loosey-goosey. Like, I don't want to see... Why am I seeing a boom mic? Why am I seeing your crew standing around?
But it's like an on-the-go document. I will defend that part. And this is like an on-the-go. He's kind of like trying to meet people on the fly. For once, I'm defending the UFO movie. It's not like, oh, here's an interview with somebody who agreed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get a space and light it correctly. Like, it's an on-the-move kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but did it have to be? I mean, I feel like you could have told this story without it.
I mean, if you're to believe... So it's a sighting in Brazil.
Yeah,
it happened in 1996.
Yeah, January of 1996 in Varginha, Brazil, which is kind of southeastern Brazil, not far from.
And it's and they're interviewing people. So according to this documentary, if we are to believe it at face value, a UFO crashed, and not only were some of the ETs, as they call them, extraterrestrials, aliens, what have you, kind of loose in this town.
Yeah.
That citizens saw them and then were quickly reprimanded by the military. So, like, you didn't see anything. And intimidated by the military in that you didn't see anything. And they're interviewing eyewitnesses. They're interviewing people from the military. They're interviewing people at the hospital that worked at the hospital that they took this alien corpse to.
Yeah.
And if you think that the military is going to do something scary to you for talking about this, and you're like, I will meet you here at this time, and that's the only opportunity you have to meet me.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if your boom mic's in the shot.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's just me being a little picky, but yeah.
If you're trying to make it look like slick, that's almost when I'm like, oh, you're trying, like that loose change of like, oh, you're trying, you are not taking the subject matter. You're more worried about production value than you are about the subject matter. This seemed the opposite. They were more worried about getting the subject matter out there. The dude was a little, I feel like if you're a guy who's making documentaries about UFOs, you're a little bit of a cowboy. Mm-hmm. I was more distracted by like, all right, we had the most Brazilian plastic surgery, butt lifted translator for all this.
Yeah.
Like clearly like long blonde weave and fake everything doing the translating. But I, you know, whatever. I still thought, and this for me to be like, ooh, I am not finding a lot of holes in this unless it was very much Blair Witch, like act natural and everybody was directed well.
See, I didn't get any of that.
Was pretty convincing.
Yeah, I didn't sniff convincing. Out much bullshit on this one. And just the story alone is, I mean, obviously you and I both appreciate a good UFO story, but this is more of an alien story. They caught a being, apparently. Those three women saw it up close in that vacant lot. So yeah, the UFO crashes, and these three young gals, two teenage gals, and then their friend, two teenage sisters, and their friend who's in her 20s, saw this thing up close, like 8 feet away, in a vacant lot, kind of curled up in the corner, up against a wall. They said it looked frightened or sick. Everybody involved who had any experience with this being talked about how bad it smelled, smell of sulfur and ammonia, but
black, like almost oily, like latex, oily latex, like black skin with red eyes. Different people had the same description of it.
Yeah, people who didn't know each other had the same description, and I mean this story seemed pretty legit, and
it did.
So one thing I thought was interesting, those girls saw it, I think, at like 3 p.m. And it's kind of a small little town. And then apparently it took 3 hours. 3 hours later, these military dudes captured the thing. And I didn't understand. I guess maybe there was two different beings. I'm not sure. But one guy captured him just with his bare hands. apparently. One of the military dudes just like got it in a fucking headlock and dragged it off. And then later they're showing a reenactment of something where somebody caught one with a net. So I don't know if both were caught. That's one thing I never did. I don't know if I wasn't paying attention close enough, but at one point they were talking about two beings, but I couldn't tell if both were actually caught and taken to the hospital. But yeah, anyway, so let's just say they caught one, they took it to the hospital. They interviewed all kinds of people. They interviewed people, the military dudes, not the main guy who caught it, apparently, got a skin infection and then died like a week or two later.
Yeah. Yeah. And they interview his sister.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was his sister and his somebody else that was like of an equal rank or something with him in the military. It was. This movie did a phenomenal job in convincing me that everybody participating in it thought what they saw was definitely an alien. Like, I didn't see like the proof of the alien in the film. This isn't a movie about like, here's photos, here's video of it crashing. But all these accounts of people and showing that they were interviewed in 1996 and now they're adults and they have the same exact story.
Yep.
That's how this was a convincing film.
Yeah. And it's so interesting too because, you know, if I went out right now in the street and saw a crystal clear UFO, you could still argue that, okay, yeah, you saw technically an unidentified flying object, but guess what? That's a government secret project, or it could be this, or it could be that. There's no mistaking an alien. Like, when people say, I saw a 4-foot slimy creature with a giant head and giant eyes, and multiple people said it wasn't a human, it wasn't an animal. You know, that to me is why this is so fascinating.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's not, no offense, Dave, it's not like the Bigfoot hunters that all have actually seen a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
This is just people freaking out. Because what is that thing? I still don't know what. I can't tell you. I can't be like, oh, I believe in UFOs and aliens. So it's absolutely, they're just like, it's not an animal. It's not a person. That's all. That's what the ladies were repeating. They're like, I can't tell you what it was. I can tell you what it was not.
Yeah.
It's a good one. You're right, Dave. You put me onto a good one with this one.
Yeah, it's an interesting documentary. And I wasn't familiar with this case at all, and a lot of people refer to it as like the Roswell of Brazil, and
except not Roswell. They've explained that one already.
What's that now?
And that's just Roswell's just weather balloons. Like, there's nothing to that one.
Well, yeah, I still don't know all of that story. I mean, there's people that claim they saw beings, bodies. So I don't know what that's about, but. Yeah, that's one of those we never even attempted to get into because it's like the JFK thing. It's like it's just been overdone. What are we?
Yeah, I don't think there's. I don't think there's a lot of. I think Roswell's fun.
Mm-hmm.
This one seems like, and the fact that it was like, nope, the U.S. Air Force, there's U.S. Air Force planes, and they just came and absconded with the remains of the alien creature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they had the one guy who I guess he was the dude that did the X-rays on this thing. So you got they talked to an actual guy who did X-rays on the thing. They talked to an actual military dude that Mr. X or whomever that they filmed the back of his head, and I think he was I think he was part of the actual capture. There was another guy, the guy who's, they went to his house and he said, I'm going to make you leave with my bullets or something. He threatened them, but he apparently was driving one of the trucks. So you got,
he was the boss of the guy who handled the alien and died from a skin infection.
Yeah.
Not long after.
Yeah.
And they found him and it was just, that guy's like, yep. Like.
You're going to get in trouble.
I will shoot you.
Yeah, you're going to get us all in trouble. I'll shoot you. Get out of here.
Going through a translator. Which, honestly, in that moment, maybe that was strategic. Maybe this voluptuous blonde woman doing her translating is the only reason we're not getting gunned down in the middle of fucking nowhere right now.
I'm sure that helped.
Somebody's going to notice if she's missing.
Yeah. But point being is, in this one documentary, you've got at least six people that I can even think of off the top of my head, a minimum of six people that they interviewed that were involved and that saw this thing up close. You know, the three girl, mm-hmm. teenage girl eyewitnesses, the two military dudes, the X-ray technician, like, and they all said the same thing. Don't know what it was. Wasn't a human. Wasn't an animal. Like, that's fascinating. And I've talked about this before, but that's kind of one of the biggest things with all this kind of stuff that we talk about. Like, when a regular old human being who has no motivation to lie, they talk to one of the other guys, like, I've made zero money off this. Why would I lie? What do I have to gain? But just when regular, seemingly competent people are like, this is what I saw, believe me or not, like, that carries a little weight. It's like, yeah, what's his motivation to make this up? And what are the odds that other people that have no previous connection are saying the exact same thing? Like, it's fascinating.
Yeah, this one, oof. I wonder why, I always think, like, okay, if there's UFOs hovering around the planet, why would they choose a certain area? Like, I could see choosing the American Southwest, where we've experimented with a lot of weird, military capabilities. All right. Makes a little sense.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be floating around down there.
There's a lot of stuff in South America, a lot of sightings in South America. So, Chile gets a bunch. Brazil gets a bunch.
Is it that there's a lot of sightings, or that's just where we get to hear about them from, because the communication about such a thing isn't as prevalent in, like, in Africa?
Okay.
Or there's larger swaths of land are not as populated by people that are also going to report the idea of a UFO.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a question.
You know, it's like Christians going, like, well, a lot of people see angels, and you're like, fuck you, but then you're in North America, like, oh, no, a lot of fucking idiots see UFOs. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, okay.
But yeah.
No offense to ourselves.
I mean, we've asked this question before. Yeah, what are they doing, the UFOs? What are they down here doing? What are they looking for? You know, some people think it's natural resources. Other people, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, military stuff, you know, explosions, rockets, what have you. But yeah, what's attracting their attention? I mean, and then there's the theory that, you know, hey, some of these aren't coming from outer space. Some of these are coming from the core of our Earth, maybe inside our oceans. Maybe they've been down here for millions of years to begin with. Who knows? But yeah, why are some areas of the world a little more prevalent? Is it there's truly more activity, or, like you said, is it just they get reported more?
I think it's that. I think it's the... I don't know, man. It got me. It was very believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
And I can't even think of a different scenario. Unless it's like, all right, yeah, this is like even my alternate is like a crazy, like, all right, well, we created a humanoid creature ourselves to pilot these military aircraft. Like, what's the thing before you create artificial intelligence or drones? Well, let's make fake people that nobody's, you know, let's make that kind of story of like a Jason Bourne or some sort of like a human unattached to, without having emotional attachments to the world. We've just created, we've taken some orphan and made a super soldier out of them.
Like MK Ultra shit.
Yeah, exactly. And now we've designed them like, shit, look what we did to pugs. You think we could have an oily skinned, red eyed fucking freak thing? You know, we've inbred, we just made certain types of dogs fuck down into this unlivable creature without human hands helping it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, one theory is that there are alien human hybrids. I mean, that's a crazy theory, but yeah, there's a lot of people think that there's alien-human hybrids walking
Who
around.
Even needs the hybrid? I've seen some dudes ugly enough to where, like, you could have been the dad. to a regular woman and created this, almost this thing they're describing right now.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, highly recommend this one, Moment of Contact.
When did we watch it? I watched it on YouTube or Amazon. I don't know what I watched it on.
I found it on Apple. I just, man, sometimes.
I like how you're going to sit here and talk about alien-human hybrids, but you won't eat turkey ice cream. Your logic baffles me sometimes, Dave.
Yeah, me too.
So some people say there's alien-human hybrids. Turkey ice cream, that's an...
That's inhuman.
It's a fucking abomination to the human race.
Oh, man. I wonder what aliens eat. I wonder if they eat for flavor or is it just sustenance?
They don't even have mouths.
They
got rid of that part. It's a waste of time in the future, Dave. Sadly, it's like traveling by horseback. Nobody needs it anymore.
I have a joke about it. I'm not trying to rehash my joke, but Katie has gone on record saying that she, if they made a nutrition pill and she could just take a pill and get her nutrition, she would do that. You're like that, right?
Yeah, I like some food, but I like it the same way I like music. Of like, I wouldn't want to have to listen to music three times a day just to keep going. I want to listen to it when I want to listen to it.
Oh, man.
I feel it's the same, like... What's up? I don't know, like a meme or joke, whatever. It's like in the past, cars were only for rich people and everybody rode horses. Now horses are only for rich people. Everybody drives cars.
Mm-hmm. Never thought of that.
I feel like that's gonna be the advancement of nutrition and food. It's mm-hmm. gonna be like, oh, going out to a restaurant will be a true luxury because everybody else is gonna be a pod matrix person plugged into a IV in their home.
It's no way to live.
No, it's not, but we're not heading. We just passed 8 billion people on Earth.
That's right.
8 billion.
8 billion. That's insane. I wonder how long, I'm sure we could look this up on our little computer boxes. I wonder when we hit 7 billion. I wonder how long it took to get from 7 to 8.
Oh, I looked it up. The growth has been upsettingly exponential.
Really?
Because that's how things work. Especially, this is a joke I've been trying to make that is not working at all. It's just about how, like, almost every scientist is out there telling us how the world's fucked. But then one scientist comes running in like, hey, I figured out how to make us all live longer. I'm like, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
That's not the science you should be working on. Fix this.
Yeah.
Don't add more, like...
That's exhausting.
You expanded, yeah. You expanded lifespans. You've taken lifespans and expanded them, mm-hmm. and people just reproduce. That's why it fucking feels the way it feels, mm-hmm. is to make more. So, oh, we have two. They've made more. Those will just keep making more. Well, the original two are still alive, and you've made them live longer. Mm. Have you expanded the resources to uphold all this? And there's people that argue against it, like, well, if the birth rate goes down, then the old people are doomed because you haven't created enough new people to take care of the old people. Well, what a self-fulfilling prophecy of doom.
Yeah.
That the human, that exponential growth is. Oh, we've made too many, but if we don't keep making more, there won't be people there to take care of the too many. Sounds like all this free market fucking has a limit to it.
Free market fucking.
All this free market fucking out here, you're making products nobody wants. Mm-mm. The market's going to crash, baby.
Nope. Nobody wants that.
This episode is brought to you by Dragon Ball Legends, the ultimate Dragon Ball experience on your mobile device. Dragon Ball Legends is the first card-based fighting mobile game based on the widely popular Dragon Ball anime series. It features Dragon Ball art recreated with high-quality 3D characters and environments, and the official voices. Play as Shallot, the original character of Dragon Ball Legends, and experience a new adventure with Goku and all your favorite Dragon Ball fighters. Intuitively control your fighters. Use simple card-based attack gameplay to unleash combos and amass enough energy to trigger the powerful team-based attack. From Kid Goku to Beerus, you can collect and train all your favorite characters. Fight in real time against Dragon Ball fans from around the world. Battle in friendly matches or compete in leagues to rank up the leaderboard. Unite with friends to defeat powerful foes in co-op. And now, Legends Festival is on! So you can get up to 300 free summon tickets. Are you ready? Download Dragon Ball Legends today. Available for free on both iOS and Android devices.
Drink more whiskey here with my attitude.
What kind of whiskey are you drinking?
What was it? It was something I bought in Park City, Utah, believe it or not. The bottle is in the kitchen right now. They have distilleries out there. I know it's Mormon country and everything, but then they have... Everywhere's got a brewery and a distillery. Like, that's the thing now.
Man,
I'm not angry with it. I'm not mad about it.
Speaking of Utah and ice cream, I had a buddy a few years ago who's Mormon, lived in Utah, and I don't know how it is now, but he's like, that year, this was about 5 years ago, he's like, some stats came out where Utah buys the most ice cream of any state in America. It's because of all the, you know, all the other limitations that they put on the restrictions they put on themselves religiously, you know, can't do this, can't do that.
Yeah, but, Rachel grew up there. I've been there a bunch. Their big thing, they have drive-through soda shops. They just drive through to get a big soda.
Just a soda pop
and ice cream. Yeah, like different kind of like fountain sodas, like with the squirt of flavor and stuff.
How sweet is that? Go get a Coca-Cola.
Well, that's why, because that's what they do on dates, because they don't go to bars.
Yeah.
So they go and they just have like fake pre-diabetic dry humps everywhere. There's just so much just glucose-infused semen being emptied onto Lee jeans. So much sugary jizz.
Oh my god!
Being blasted out
onto
weird undergarments.
The old frustrating dry hump.
Utah full of sugar jizz. just slipping on sugar jizz, never to find a home. Never to find a receptacle until then when it's his time to have sex. Oh, cool. 9 kids. Thanks.
Oh,
good.
My
We need a nine of you. We needed 9 more kids trying to push Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a documentary. It's called 8600 Feet. Was I talking about this? Did I talk about this last time? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
As a mountain bike documentary.
Uh-huh.
But this dude, there's this trail called the Whole Enchilada. It's in Moab, Utah.
Okay, beautiful.
And it is 26 miles downhill. You get shuttled to the top. I did it a couple years ago.
Right, you told me about this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have to start in the morning. The whole thing's about 6 hours going down. 100% gravity fed.
You hardly ever have to pedal?
Maybe a little bit across some terrain, but you are shuttled to the top. You start in like snow. And I did this in September. So we started around some snow and wound up in like 80 degrees temperatures.
Wow.
At the bottom. And it's all day. And it's crazy. You're going like just traversing this terrain, going down giant steps, like stuff I had to walk down because it was too gnarly to ride down.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it the opposite way.
No.
8,600 feet, that's the elevation change. So he decided he was going to ride up this 26 miles, up 4-foot shelves where he would have to bunny hop up. And if he didn't make it, he would try again. He would not walk a single section. So there's parts of this that he would try 50 times in the middle of a 26-mile ride.
Jesus.
Have to do a section 50 times to accomplish it. So he's using all these explosive movements in the middle of a 26-mile uphill ride.
Ugh.
It's, and That part is fascinating. The other part fascinating to me, the dude is Mormon and wouldn't swear the whole time.
Wow.
And this dude, in the middle of that 50 tries on like a 4-foot bunny hop, or like I should say like 3-foot, like whatever. It's wild. Him going like, mother fracker, and like, dude, just swear.
Just say it, dude.
Like that would get you through it, I think.
Yeah.
Because I get to the point where I've said all the swears I know, and I have to resort to things that aren't swearing because I don't know other words. Like, I've used all the valves to let off steam, and I need to create a new valve.
Uh-huh.
And that was almost more fascinating, that that guy would edge swear words. That's how they fuck, Dave. They do weird shit until they can actually fuck. Have you heard about all that stuff, Dave?
That's how they fuck,
They Dave. Do stuff. Have you heard of soaking?
No, what's that?
They just put it in and leave it there.
That's what I thought when I was like 12 and I first learned about intercourse. I thought that's what you did. I thought you stuck it in
when we
and
were
then
12,
you just hung out
knew.
For a minute or
you
two.
You thought you peed in a girl's butt and then a fully formed, like a full adult would come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you
but
just,
that's,
I'm
that's
in
what
and
adult
here we are.
Mormons, like, oh, God has not thought out this contract with us.
What's
like
the
God's
point
gonna
of that?
Look down what? And be like,
you're
because it's not
in.
Sex. Because it's
oh,
not sex.
That is so
because
stupid.
It's,
with all due respect, that's stupid.
It's there is apparently, I don't know if this is a true news story, that there's an outbreak of armpit crabs at like BYU.
Because
they're fucking pits, dude.
Oh my God. That's just fucking silly.
I used to have a joke about like the idea of titty fucking, and if monkeys saw it, be like, we evolved to do that. That's not right at all. Like, there's no mutual enjoyment in that.
What the hell?
There's no mutual enjoyment.
Did you come
having that happen? Yeah, but apparently there was armpit crabs. There's a thing called soaking. They just put it in, and then the other one. I don't know if this is real. It just seems like it's a landscape where you can imagine a lot of ridiculous ways to not have sex but get close to it. But then soaking, but then a third person jumps on the bed, so that creates the motion.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that one's called. I don't know what the assist is called.
Like, boy.
Push start and stick shift.
Put it in neutral. Pop the
clutch.
Yeah.
I'm just in neutral. I didn't know the thing was gonna start up.
All right, I'm gonna soak in her, and then I need you to come up and behind me and push me in the back and forth for a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll whoopsie our way.
World's dumbest three way. Jeez.
I wasn't a three-way once. It was a Mormon three-way. I was just I was just the guy with the cleanest socks.
Oh, my God. Good times. Good times, buddy. Where are you going to be this weekend?
Which weekend is it,
first
Dave?
First weekend of December. Today's the 29th.
Oh, is it? Crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bakersfield, December 1st. There you Cobbs. Go. Comedy, December 2nd and 3rd.
All right.
And then Cobbs in San Francisco, by the way, with old uh-huh. Sean Jordan.
Right on.
Delightful Sean Jordan. I don't know, man. I'm going to disappear for a while.
You could disappear. Hey, when you're in Bakersfield, go out to that Kern oil field. It's pretty impressive. It's just a bunch of oil.
Go to the oil field?
Yeah. It's neat. It's a good time. Go out there and just look around. Right across from
Buck
Owens.
I'll see
what
kind of time I have. I'll see if I got kicking around an oil field kind of time. See if I want to get into my, put on my greasiest top hat and have my There Will Be Blood moment. I was confusing Daniel Day-Lewis from Gangs of New York. You know, when he was all greasy and creepy and then stole all the oil? Oh, different dude.
Mm-hmm.
Different character, I mean.
Good times, buddy. Let's
see. What about you? What are you going to do?
I'm starting a run this week. Let's see. Thursday, I'll be in Lafayette, Louisiana. Friday, I'll be in Bryan, Texas. Saturday, I'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Sunday, I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas. I'll take a few days off, and then next week, I'll be in Albuquerque, Trinidad, Colorado, and Manitou Springs, Colorado. So that's where you can find me. Finally got all those ticket links active now that we figured out all the guest spots.
Putting that Subaru to the test driving through Colorado in winter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Get out there and put it in X mode, see what I can get into.
You gonna camp at all? You gonna like pull off? And
I might, depending on the temperature. You know, I'll have a few days off. So
put it to the test.
We'll see.
Try getting sponsored by shit we want.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
What are we sponsored by now? Like dick pills and True Green or whatever?
Pretty much, yeah.
True Green. You know that.
You know, True Green.
That's the lawn supplement. That's the guy that comes through here every month. You should get, I was thinking, I sent you that link to, the inflatable, to turn your car into, it's an air mattress, but it's specifically modeled for, it's designed for different models of car to fill out the gaps and everything.
Yeah.
I thought you could use that for the Subaru there.
Yeah, I might have to look into that. But yeah, man, get out there and fart around, see what I can get into. I'm going to go eat apparently the best barbecue in Texas. They just did their rankings a few months ago, Texas Magazine or Texas Monthly or something. But
you're about to take on Texas Magazine.
Yeah, yes. Apparently, number one barbecue in Texas is in Fort Worth, a place called Goldie's. So I'm going to go get into that on Sunday.
Ooh. Shout out to the Redditor that said he is starting. He put it up there in a way. He's like, I'm just shooting my shot. This is what I got planned. It's Kansas City barbecue, Dave. I know you have your opinions about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a barbecue truck. You know what it's called?
What's it called?
Hambulance.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Good for you, buddy.
Name alone?
Mm-hmm.
We're with you, buddy.
Hambulance.
The Hambulance.
I like
it. I partied in a thing called the Jambulance at a festival once. And it was just an old ambulance that had bench seats, and it just had lights, and they were playing Van Halen. You just sat in there. That's all you did. You just sat in it, and it had a smoke machine.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. You went in there for 5 minutes. You walked out going, tight. Cool, man. Oh, I'm glad you did this with this ambulance. Ambulance.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, best luck to you. And still appreciation to the Redditors. Good. It's pretty much good vibes on there all the time, and it doesn't descend into the kind of treachery and despicability that so much social media and internet interaction can descend into.
Yeah, a little positivity out in the world. Why not?
Yeah, it's mostly a food thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rachel's like, I try to listen to your podcast. You guys didn't even talk about anything except for food for a while. I'm like, that's what it's been for years.
Yeah, yeah, where's she been?
The fact that we got to the UFO movie says something today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. That's laser
focused.
Put that in
the description. They actually talk about aliens at about the 35-minute mark.
Laser focused.
After a bunch of other after turkey ice cream and trying to get this cat to sleep in the cat bed, which now it is, and I'm going to wake it up. I've been trying to learn a solo to this Orville Peck song, so I'm going to play that. Although she's mostly deaf. She doesn't hear shit anyway. So.
Yeah. What does she know?
The Boogie Monster.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.